still Iko may work the crop of the notes and the feathers that, like Rashi says in his record, they plumb his bayah. That you do not burn it on the Mizbeach, but you throw it down on the side of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara still has the Iko in the Sochim, either there's the Yain that we pour on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, no, that goes to the Shisim as it goes to the sides, not on the Eish itself. Either Iko Minchas in the Sochim, there's the Mincha that's brought with the Korban, that there the whole thing is burnt, there's no Shirayim left over. So the Gemara still says, Kivon Iko Mincha Diach Lekhanim Mino, since there are some type, or most type of menachos, that there is shirayim left over that the kahanim eat, not those things burnt, therefore, no particular, therefore doesn't say mincha. Therefore, the only one thing that's completely always burnt on the mizbeach is only the levoina. But if the person said pirashti, he wanted them, so then he did not only mean levoina, it could be one of the other things, and a chlami, then an ola would be in the parasha, ola saif, and menachos, these menachos would also be in the suffix. So we said in the Mishnah again, what the Horeya lies off. Somebody says, what, have a chiyuv to bring gold? So Loch is lo yifchos midinazov. You can't bring less than a dinazov, a golden coin, which you came out, that's 25 dinar kesef. Smor says, v'dilma nascha, maybe meant to say a piece of gold, a solid piece. How do you know to say meant to metepeya altogether? So Meblazo, the yama matbeya, where the person said clearly a coin. He says a golden coin. So the more still the Duma Priti, maybe golden coin means a pruta, smaller than a dinner. A pruta is less. Yeah, so more says, a more proper pruta is the havala of the inch. Nobody makes that, they don't make such a small coin. They don't make a golden pruta. So therefore, the smallest coin of gold that's used is a dinner, so therefore we say it's a dinner. And the Mishnah says, Kesef is said to Minadin bring Kesef. And it's also a Yifchas Medinah. It can't be less than a dinner's worth of kesef. For the more the same question again, the Dilma may be nascha. Maybe the person meant to sell a piece of silver. On the less again, the matbeya. Another person said clearly matbeya. He said a coin. For the more of a Dilma priti, maybe here he meant a silver, a pruta, which is less than a dinner. On the sheshes, be asra do I sagi priti de kaspa. And if not, now, time to talk about a place where there they do not use for currency a pruta of silver. As I said, the smallest coin that's used by silver is a dinar. So that's what the Mishnah says. It means a dinar, matbeya of a dinar. Yeah. Then it says what? Nechoshes. Somebody says in Chayim Tzot bring nechoshes. So la yifchos min meya kesef. You can't bring less than a meya's worth of kesef. He has to give a copper worth of meya's kesef. Yeah. Tanya of Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer. La yifchos mitzinuva ketana shenachoshes. He can't bring less than a small tzinur or a small fork of copper. For the more of my chazer, what does that fit for? On rabbiye shemachatetin bo psilas. Here you could use this small fork that will clean out the psilas, the wicks of the menorah. Or mekancha benares to clean it out also. That's also good. So Rashi says here. Mitzina ktani a mazla cut in a small fork that they'll clean it out. Because there's no copper coins there, right? So he said, right on the cheshes, he just meant to give the amount of like a piece of a copper. So Morris says, he holds also, you give a copper fork, that's also good. That's fit to be used. Right. Then it says, yeah, barzel. What about somebody says barzel, a metal? So Tanya Acher Meimrim La Yifchos Mi Kliya Orif. You can't bring less than a Kliya Orif. Rashi says Mismurif Chadin. There was sharp nails. Terich from Barosh Gag Heichel. On top of the Heichel, they had nails sticking up. Lechalos Orivim. No, the bird should not sit there. Because if you menadav to bring metal, you have to at least bring the smallest amount. There's this type of pegs, these nails they use on top of the Heichel. Fakama, how much the nails? On Rav Yosef, amalama. That's how big the nail has to be. It has to be an amal by an amal. Ikud yam yisons of this, la yifchois meyam alama. Adav, you mechai yourself to bring bars of metal to the base of meat. Vedekabayis, you have to bring at least a piece of metal, an amal by an amal. On this, yes, la maichaz, what is that fit for? On Rav Yosef, lechal yorif. That's fit to make these pegs for the top of the heichol, yeah, to keep away the birds. It could be they had one iron sheet up there, and it was made a lot of pegs sticking out from it.
That's what they use on top of the Heichel. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Harei Yalei Yayin. Somebody is mechayiv himself to bring Yayin for the Sochem. Halakhuriv lo yivchas mishleish lugim. The least amount of wine to bring is 3 lugim. Was that the shear for the Nesachim of a Kevis? The smallest amount is 3 lugim. That's a revia for him. Shemen, somebody's going to hide himself to bring Shemen for the Beis Hamidrash. So lo yivchas milug, he can't bring less than a lug. Stam mincha takes a lug Shemen. Rebbe and Rebbe says no, shleish lugim. You have to bring 3 lugim, because that's the Shemen you need in the Minchas Nesachim. Yeah. So if Minchas Nesachim, the smallest amount is 3 lugim. That's going to be prashti. The guy says, when I made my neder, I said how much. But then you say, I forgot now my prashti, how much I said. Slachur is yovi kiyom hamruba. You have to bring enough shemen or enough oil or enough yayin or shemen the day they bring the most amount of kabonis. And the Rashi will say that's going on the first day of Chag HaSukkos. And then they bring the most amount of kabonis. So that day they have the most amount of nesachim. And that's how much yayin and shemen you have to bring. But that was the day they brought the most there was. No. And Pesach, we'll see in the Gemara. And Pesach was only called Pesach, that's all. But Erev on Sukkot, first that was the most kabbonis they had. Yeah. Let's see the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ezra, the Pesach says, Ezra, Nim, Ram, Lel, Hashem, Shnad, Vin, Yayin. A person can make a neder to bring wine. Rashi says, "B'parshas Nesachim k'siv kol Ezrach yasa kocha." It's an extra pasuk. Teach us human nadav to bring wine. For kama, how much wine do you have to bring? Shloisha lugin. It's revius in. Minayin. How do we know? Shemrot loisef. If you want to bring more, you can bring more. Yosef. Talmud. The pasuk says, "Yia." You can bring as much as you want. Rashi says, "Yia osam k'siv kocha ger kedrach yia mash miel lechem oid Nesachim achrin." You can bring more if you want. Yochel may be yivchas, you could bring less than shlosh lugim. Tamalem, this says no kocho. Mashmi, you have to have at least this much, you can't have less than this. Yeah. So you have to bring at least 3 lugim of yayin. Then Misha says shemen, le yivchas min alug. Rebbe yoyme shlosh lugim. Rebbe says no, you have to bring shlosh lugim. But Makim, what's the machoikis? Is a mu rabbon and kaim and rapapa. Vidoin mino, umino, we learn out from someplace else. And the doin mino v'yukim biyasro k'mifugi. Once you learn out from there, do you bring it back into your parasha and have all the lochas of your parasha, or maybe no? And Rashi says doin mino means the shemen debo nedova k'arminim minchas nedova. Not from minchas nedova. Like we learn with kremla kamon korban lamashim is not in shemen. So you learn out nedova from nedova. And some sinner Rashi says v'yukim biyasro. Then it's sochim the shemen above of my atzmai have a kinesochim. Do me the yayin. Once you have a chiddush that you can bring shemen by itself, where else do we find something by itself? Yayin is brought by itself. So that's the question. We learn out shemen goes by itself. Do you learn it out from yayin or no? Rabbanan savri, Rabbanan savri, doin mino umino. You learn out from over there. So ma mincha misna, just like by mincha you can make a nedova to bring a mincha. Av shemen ami misnadvin, you can make a nedova just to bring shemen. Umino, learn out from mincha nedova. Ma mincha, regular mincha is belug, all you need is a lug of shemen. Is av shemen belug, when you bring shemen by itself also it's enough to have a lug. For Rabbi says no. The svar is doin mino, you take a learn out that you could bring shemen by itself. But Zuki Biyasra, once you learn it out from a Minchas Nedovam, so now I learn out you can bring Shemen by itself, but now I learn it out from the Parsha of Nesachim, that I find Yayin comes by itself. Ma Mincha, Misnadim. Just like you can be Minadim to bring a Mincham, who are then the limited of Shemen and Misnadim. You can make Shemen also in the Dovam. But Zuki Biyasra, learn it out back to his own Parsha, Ki Nesachim like Nesachim. Man, it's just like by Nesachim. Shloishes Lugim, it's 3 Lugim Nesachim. Any korban that needs Nesachim brought with it. This Mincha then needs 3 Lugim of Shemen. So have Shemen, when you menaga to bring Shemen by itself, Nami Shloish Lugim. When you bring Shemen by itself also, you have to bring 3 Lugim of Shemen. Omulu, the Papa says back, Ime Mincha Gomalo, Rebbe, If Rebbe learns it out from Mincha, just like a regular Mincha, it's one Shemen, one Lug, it also is so then the Kuli Amalei Pligi Doin Mino Mino. If that would be the Pshat, everybody would agree. You learn out Shemen from Minchas Nadova, Avad, you would not need more than just on one Lug. So that's not the Tran Rebbe. Ella rather Rebbe, he learns out Miezra Gomelor. Rebbe learns it out from the Postuk of Ezrach. Rashi says, Ki Eichet Gaminin Liel Yayin, from the word Ezrach, he could be nodded to bring wine. Rebbe, you also learned out from the same Postuk, you learn out you could bring Shemen also. So if so, it's Mamish from the Pasha of Nesachim, then it's good. So just like by Nesachim, a Mincha of Nesachim needs Gimel Lugim Shemen, who are then a regular Shemen also, you could be nodded to bring Shemen, you need three. Oh, my lay rep on the bread who have not some of our papa. Oh, me, Moses, I'm a kid, the hockey is true to say like this. For a time you've learned. Corbin, the Pesach says Corbin. Melamit Shemis Nadin Shemin. From this Pesach we learn out you can bring Shemin. For Kama, how much? Shloshes Lugim. Three Lugim. So now, man Shamad led Yom Shloshes Lugim. Who's she to resist that says, if you want to bring Shemin for Nadova, you have to bring three Lugim? Rebbe? It's Rebbe Shita. And still, the breast is clearly for Komai Silo Makorbin, learning out from the Korbin. Not from the word Ezra, he's learning out from the word Korbin, learning it out. On Malay, Nachnami, Tanya, Tanya. If you have a clear breast that says this way, he's also masking. So Nachnami is not from the word of Ezra, learning out from the word Korbin, he could bring it. Since so, the Korbin, you have to come on to Pshat, we said before, that you make this limud of Doin Mino of Yukubi Asra. Like Tay says, Itanya Tanya, if you learn this way, Ol Yerlam Kan Bedoin Mino Plig in Achnami. Then you have to say, Machlikas is, once you learn it out, do you bring it back into the pasture of Nesachim, Rebbe holds. Just like Nesachim needs three Lugim, when you're Menada to bring Shema by itself, also you need Gimel Lugim. Then the Mishnah says, Pirashti. The guy says, first I said how much Shema I wanted, or else how much Yayin. And then, I forgot how much I said, is Yovi Kiyay Meruba. You have to bring the amount that you bring on the day it's brought the most kabonis. Tony, we learned it means ki yom tov harishon shachag. It means the first day of Sukkot, that shachal liyos b'shabbos comes out on Shabbos. That day they brought the most kabonis there were. Like on the Mishnayos here, he says that on the first day of Sukkot, what they brought is, they brought in 13 Purim and 2 Elim and 14 Kvosim. That was the Musfei of Chag, then Shnei Kvosim, which was the Musfei of Shabbos, and then Shnei Kvosim was Tomit, and then also the Soyer Chatis of the Musafi Ayyim. So it comes out for that, how much the Sachem need for the Kabonis of those days was the most. So it comes out they needed 6 Lugim of Shemin and 6 Lugim of Yayim for every Parim. So it comes out there was 78 Lugim for the Parim. And then you need 4 Lugim Shemen and 4 Lugim Yayin for the Ayim. That's 8 Lugim for the Elim. And then you need 3 Lugim Shemen and 3 Lugim Yayin for every Kevis. So that was 54 Lugim. So it comes out that day that you had 140 Lugim Shemen and 140 Lugim Yayin. So kids, so the guy says, hey, man, Nedi, he doesn't know how much, we'll have to bring 140 of each one. That's the Cheshbon. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Harei olai oila. Somebody's mechayiv himself to bring a korban oila. He makes a neder to bring a korban oila. Lachol is yovi kevis. He should bring a kevis, a lamb, a zachol elosa. That's the least one of a korban oila. A lamb is usually when it's 1 year old. So you can bring a kevis. Reb Levin nazayu oimer oi tor oi ben yoimer. Since he said oila, lav davki mean a behema, could even be a bird. So you can bring a tor or a yoimer. He doesn't have to bring a behema. To bring an oif also. That's also considered in Harei Olai Oila. What's going to be Perashti? The person said, he made it, he said clearly, Min HaBokar, when I made my Oila, I said clearly, I want to bring it from a Bokar. But the end of the day, my fresh, I don't know what type of a Bokar I said. Slocher is Yovi Par V'Yegel. He has to bring both a Par and an Egel. He has to be Zechorim, because an Oila is only from a Zechor, but it has to be a power and an eagle, like that's one of the two things he meant. Either a power or else an eagle. Power is when it's 2 years old, and an eagle is called when it's 1 year old. What can he said, Mina behemi, he said, and the any day doesn't know Ma Parashti, which type of a behemoth, so a lot of behemoths. Then you have to bring Yovi, power, eagle. Yeah, those are bokers. Also, he has to bring ayil and gdi. He has to bring an ayil that's a kevis, that's a lamb, a male lamb, when it's 2 years old, it's called an ayil, gdi. Then he also has to bring a gdi, that's the ezim, that's goats, when it's 1 year old. And then he has to bring utle, tle. What gdi is called ben ezim ye bishnasu shayno tle. He has to kevis zocha ben shana. Yeah, tle, that's a lamb. His ayil is when it's 2 years old, it's called an ayil. And when it's 1 year old, it's called a tle. Because all these things are the behemoths you could bring a korban eila from. What's going to be, the guy says, parashti, ven yedei ma parashti. I said what type, but I don't know what type. So then he has all these.